Not that long ago, you might recall, I had a trivia question about Jerry's planes, about a fella by the name of Jerry Butler, who accidentally blew his thumb off, had gangrene and died and was buried there, and that is how the place got its name. I'm going to find out whether that is or is not close to the truth with Paul Nichols, because we're going to have a chat about the bicentennial. Paul, how are we doing?
Yeah, good, mate, good. Mate, yeah, very good, thank you.
Paul, have you heard about this ex-convict, this unfortunate fella by the name of Jeremiah Butler?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of stories getting about the history of Jerry's. And one of them is when the house came off the peaks of Dawes Creek, came down and hit the junction from the Dawes Creek to the Hunter.
Right.
Came down and spent the night at Jerry's. And, Jeremiah Butler, he was doing something with the fire and had his thumb or his fingers blown off. So they named the area after him.
Or?
The other story that's about, which is quite interesting, is that when they came down, there was a chief of the Aboriginal community, the Kamilaroi.
Yeah.
Which is, his nickname was Jerry. They named him, named Jerry's after him.
Oh, there you go.
Which is
maybe both are true. Both of those could be true, couldn't they?
Yeah, well, it does. And it's controversy because one says one thing and one says another.
Yeah.
And it's in the history books. Both are in the history books.
Well, there's now 200 years of history, and coming up very shortly, Jerry's Plains will be celebrating a bicentennial, which is fantastic. And it's 3 days of massive celebrations. Tell us everything that's going to be happening there, Paul.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a big weekend. It's on the 29th. 30th of April, 1st of May. We start off on the Friday with the Jerry's Plains Cup, it's called. So we got a full race meeting at the race course at Musselbrook, which
yes.
will be a big day and a great day. On the Saturday, we're looking at a fair at the grounds of the Jerry's Plains Church, the school and the hall, and incorporating the old police station as well, where we're going to have a full fair going.
All the stalls.
We've got an opening at 9:30.
Yep.
We've got a welcome to country, and then we've got stalls. We've got a opening ceremony. We've got a lot of stalls and exhibitors, bush poets.
Oh, nice.
We've got a history talk on the town.
They might talk about Jeremiah Butler.
A big draw card, I'm hoping, is going to be some tours we're putting together to go through Coolmore and Godolphin and Wombo United Mines. So so they're going to be held on the day.
And there's a big thing on the Saturday night.
Yeah. We're going to have a dance down at the hall with a band called Haywood and Moore and the Hoedown Band.
Very nice.
Which come from Port Macquarie. They've got fiddle players and plays a bit of the old music, and it's going to be a great night. And we've got a spit roast with that. On the Saturday, we have breakfast at the hall.
Yep.
And then we have church service at 11:30. So we've got some Clydesdales. We've got old cars. We've got the Upper Hunter, hopefully, old motorbikes.
Yes.
So it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good weekend, actually. Camping down at the hall, whether bring your caravan or bring a tent, mate, you're more than welcome to stay there. It's free charge, so that's great.
Of course, it all's going to start on the 29th of April with the Jerry Plains Cup at Skeletar Park. On Saturday, you've got the fair. Saturday night, you've got the dance with the spit roast. Now, do we need to buy tickets to be able to attend that on the Saturday night there, Paul?
Yes, mate. Look, if you could, give us a call on 0407 041 613, or you could email us, which would be great, to Vicky Nichols, VickiNichols at bigpond.com. Also, if you wish to have a look through Coolmore or Godolphin or Wombo United, if you could give us an email as well, because tickets need to be for the bus as well for them.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic event, 200 years in the making, the Jerry's Plains Bicentennial. Paul, thank you very much, and really appreciate you sharing the details with us this morning.
Mate, much appreciated.